The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh. In Parshas Tetzaveh, Perechof Ches, Hashem is speaking to Moshe, and you shall bring close Aaron your brother and his sons, Aaron Nodav Aviu Elozav Yisoma Bnei Aaron, in order that they may be Kohanim. They may be Kohanim and they may serve me. Vasisa Vik Dekodish Laaron Ochicho Lechoved Ulsiforis, and you shall make Vik Dekodish, you shall make sanctified garments for Aaron your brother, which shall be for great honor and beauty. And you shall speak to all of those who have wisdom in their hearts, who have the spirit of wisdom, that will be able to make these garments. These are the garments which you shall make. We are speaking now of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest. And there are 8 garments, and these garments were worn when the high priest served in the Beis HaMikdash. Choshen, a breastplate, ephod, an outer robe, umi'il, this was a robe which was worn beneath the ephod, uksenes tashbeitz. Uksenes tashbeitz, this was a robe of linen which was worn against his flesh. It's nefes, it's a turban, the avnate, the belt. Here is mentioned, are mentioned 6 garments. Later in the Seder is mentioned another 2. Vosisot tzitz. That's later on in Pasuk Lamed Vov. Vosisot tzitz zov tohor. This was a gold plate which was worn against the forehead. And in Pasuk Mem Beis is mentioned the 8th garment. Ve'aseh lahem michnes hevat. That you shall make for him trousers. These were short trousers. Just a very brief description of what these 8 garments were. The ephod, which was the outer robe, this was made from zov, tcheles, argoman, tlashoni, v'sheish, moshe zor. This was made with gold threads, actual thread that actually was made from gold, and intertwined with other threads, which were made of a wool, which was dyed a bluish-green. That dye came from the halozim, which was some type of creature that lived deep into the in the sea and would come up once every 70 years. Argomon was a wool which was dyed purple. Telashoni was a wool which was dyed scarlet. And Sheish was a white linen. This was the outer robe of the Kohen Gadol. It was very elaborate, very beautiful. And on the shoulders, he had 2 precious stones. The Avnei Shoham was an onyx stone. And the names of the Shvatim of the tribes were engraved on those stones. Then there was the Choshen. Choshen was the breastplate. It was called the Choshen Mishpot, the breastplate of judgment. And it had a foundation also of the same materials that the robe was made from. But then it was divided into 4 rows. Each row had 3 gold settings. And in every setting, a precious stone was placed. Different one. 12 different stones. And on each stone was engraved the name of one of the 12 sons of Yaakov, one of the Shvatim. This was the Choshen HaMishpot. Then there was the Me'il. The Me'il was the robe which he wore beneath the ephod. The Me'il, the Torah tells us, was Kolil Tcheles. Was made completely of this wool which was dyed blue. And it was a short robe. And a long, well, it wasn't too short. And along the bottom of the robe, so your sisal shulav along the bottom of the robe, your sisal shulav remained chelis vargoman v'selashoni al shulav soviv. Balls, which resembled the form of pomegranates, were woven out of the blue and the purple and the scarlet wool. Famone zoh b'seichum soviv. And golden bells were also placed along the hem of this robe. Pamein zov v'rimein, pamein zov v'rimein. There was one golden bell and then a pomegranate. And a golden bell and a pomegranate. V'yal aren l'shoris v'nishma keile b'v'yal ha-kodesh. And Aaron would wear it when he would come to the sanctified place of the Beis HaMikdush, the sanctuary, and then you would hear him coming, because the bells would make their sound. Then we had the Ksenes Tashbetz. That was the linen robe which was worn against his flesh. The Mitznefes was a turban. The Avnet was the belt. The Tzitz was the Tzitz Zov Tor. This was made from a golden plate. Ufitachta lo petuchei chosem, and on it was engraved Kodesh Lashem. That it sanctified to Hashem. And it was tied to the Kohen's forehead with sealed chelis, with string of this blue wool. And then there were the trousers, v'yase lohem michnes evod. The trousers were made out of linen, v'chaseis b'sar ervo, to cover his nakedness, mimosnaim ad yirechayim yu. And they went from the loins to his thighs. These were the eight garments which Klal Yisrael were commanded to make for the Kohen Godol. The regular Kohanim also had garments, but their garments were not quite so elaborate, were not at all that elaborate, and they were only four garments. The Gemara brings in Masechet Zvochim, and Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, the Omar in Yoni Bar Soson. Rabbi Yoni Bar Soson said, Loma nismacho parshis kobonis le parshis bigdei kuna. In the Torah, the chapter of these begodim, of these clothing, is written right next to the chapter of the sacrifices. Why did the Torah place the two side by side? Leimaloch to tell you, mar kobonis mechaprin av bigdei kuhuna mechaprin. To tell us that just as Korbonis, the sacrifices atone, the Bigdei Kohuna, the garments also atone for Israel. Just as when Klal Yisrael would bring a sacrifice, it would bring atonement for their sins, so when the Kohen Godol, the high priest, would wear one of these garments into the Beis HaMikdush, into the sanctuary, this also was an act to serve Hashem, to bring atonement for the sins of Klal Yisrael. And every garment atoned for a different avera, for a different sin. Gemara says, "Ksenes mechaperes ashvichas dam." The inner robe which he wore against his flesh, this would atone for bloodshed. Shnemar, as it states, "Vayishchatu sir izim vayitpelu es ksenes badam." By the brothers of Yosef, in Sefer Bereishis, when they went and they sold Yosef, wanted to bring back a story to their father to say that a wild animal tore him. So they took his ksenes, they took his robe, and they soaked it into blood of the goats, and they brought it back to the father and said, "Do you recognize this robe?" So there it states that they took the ksenes and they soaked it into the dam, and there they were involved in the avera. They were involved in Shpichas Domin, in an act similar to murder. So the Gemara learns from there that this Ksenes will be another Ksenes. There will be another garment similar to this that will be Mechaper, that will atone for the Aveda of Shpichas Domin, of spilling of blood. Michnasayim, the trousers, Mechaperes Agilo Arayis. This comes to atone for acts of gilorayis, which means adultery or incest. Shnemar, as it states, v'asi lohem michnos abad, v'chasish es pesar ervo. that the purpose of these trousers were to cover his nakedness. Mitznefes, the turban, mechaperes al gasi aruach. This came to atone for ergens. Minayim, how do we know? Omer v'chanino, yovedove shebegove v'yechaper al geva. That the turban which was worn high, it was a elaborate turban. It was wound many, many times. It was very, very long. And it was wound around and around. But the turban that's worn on high come to atone for a person or an avera, a sin in which we elevate ourselves to a false height. Gasus haruach, arrogance, haughtiness. Avnet, the belt, mechaper al hiru halev. This also was a belt which was made out of these materials and it was wound around him. This comes to atone for hiru halev, for thoughts of the heart which are not good thoughts. Person many times he thinks that he deserves maybe more than he's getting. He thinks that if it's true that there is a God of the world, so why does he do such things? Or why do we see such suffering in the world? Or why does he have such, this person might think, why do I have such unfortunate mazel and so forth? This is called Hiru Alev. Mora brings that Kala Mahara Halashchino, that a person is not allowed to be Mahara Acharashchino. A person is not allowed to have second thoughts or afterthoughts or reservations in regards to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But many times we do. So that's an Avera. So the belt is Mechaper. The belt comes and atones for Hiru Halev. Why? Why the belt? Hechod Iso. The belt was worn up high. The Mora brings that the belt had to be worn opposite the elbows. And if it's opposite the elbows, so it came just under the heart. So therefore, it is mechaper, it atones in the place where it was worn. It atones for Hiru Halev, thoughts of the heart which should not be there. Choshen, the breastplate, what did that come for? Mechaper al adinin. That came to bring atonement for injustice. The courts, the Botei Dinim of Israel, did not execute proper justice. Dinim, the laws between man and his fellow man, were not perfect. This was a great avera, and it needed atonement. The Choshen HaMishpat, the breastplate, atoned for this. Why? Because, how do we know? Because the Torah calls it Choshen Mishpat, the breastplate of justice. Therefore we see it was a breastplate that atoned for any injustice. Ephod, the outer gown, Mechaper al Avedis Kokovim. This came to atone for idolatry. Shnemar ein Ephod utrofim. Mora brings a posik from Hosea Gimel, which it refers there, relates there the gown, the outer robe, to idolatry. Me'il, and the me'il, that was the middle robe, which had the bells. It's mechaper al loshon hora. This came to atone for loshon hora, when a person would slander his fellow man. Minayin, why? Obam rachanino yovedovi shebekol v'yechaper al kol hara. Let that, what makes a sound, come to atone for the tongue, for the evil tongue, which also makes a sound. Tzitz, and the tzitz was the gold plate which was worn on the forehead, that comes to be machapel al azus ponim. That came to atone on azus. Azus is what we would call chutzpah, lack of shamefulness, brazenness. Ksiv, why? Hoya al meitzach arein, because it states that the tzitz, this plate, should be worn on the forehead. The forehead is the symbol of brazenness, of someone who's obstinate. Because it states in the Novi, in Yirmiyahu Gimel, meitzach isha zeino hoyelo. He says you have the forehead, the brazen forehead of a harlot. Harlot in Isha Zelna. This is the ultimate in brazenness and lack of shamefulness. And when the Novi, when the prophet would rebuke Israel on brazenness, he would say, you had the forehead of a Isha Zelna, of a harlot. So we see the forehead represents brazenness, Azus. Therefore the tzitz, which was worn on the forehead, came to atone for it. So these are the eight garments and the eight different Averas in which they atone for. To give us a little more insight as to what all of this means, firstly we must understand what is a garment. The Gemara brings in Masechet Shabbos that the garment was created for man, for a kovet, to honor. Yechnan would say, "Le'elam le'korisi le'monai monai, el le'monai machbedesai." I never would refer to my garments as garments. I would refer to them as though as these things, these articles which would honor me. The person wears a garment that honors the person. In Sefer Bereishis, in Parshas Noach, we have an episode there. Torah brings that after the flood, Noach drank wine. He became drunk, and he went to sleep in the tent. But when he went to sleep in the tent, he was totally uncovered. Noach had three sons: Shem, Chom, and Yefes. Chom shamed Noach. When he saw his father laying uncovered in the tent, he went and he shamed him. Shem and Yefes took a talis, a garment, and they went and they covered him up. It states as follows in the Torah, in Parshas Noach, Tes Posuchov Gimel. Vayikach Shem and Yefes is Asimlo. Shem and Yefes went and they took a garment, Vayosima Ashkem Shnehem, and they placed it on both of their shoulders, Vayilchu Achoranis, and they walked in backwards into the tent. And they covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were turned the other way. The nakedness of their father they did not see. So Chom shamed and disgraced his father. And Shem and Yefes honored their father. They went and they covered him up. And because of this, when Noach woke up, so he gave a brocha to Shem. He blessed Shem, he gave a brocha to Yefes and to all of their generations, and he cursed Chom. Rashi brings from the Chazal, firstly, it doesn't say Vayikhu Shem and Yefes, but Shem and Yefes took the garment to cover up their father. But it says Vayikach Shem and Yefes, that Shem and Yefes, he took the garment. Vayikhu Enksiv Kan. It doesn't say they took. It says he took. Melamech and Isamech Shem b'mitzvah tchila. At first, Shem took the garment. And when Yefes saw what Shem was doing, then he followed him. So the one who initiated the act, the one who initiated the act was Shem. Then it states, Lekach zocho bonav letalish shel tzitzis. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave rewards. Besides Noach's brocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave rewards to these two. He gave a reward to Shem and his generations, and he gave a reward to Yefes and his generations. What did he give to Shem? He gave them the talis shel tzitzis, that his generation shall have a talis with tzitzis. Who came from Shem? Nine generations later came Avraham Avinu. Avraham was descendant of Shem, and his children merited the talis, the mitzvah of talis and tzitzis. Yefes, what was his reward? Zocha lekfura. Shneamar levonav, shneamar etein legog mokum shom kever. His children will be zeicha will merit kfura, to be buried. There will be a time when there will be a great war, and his children will be involved in this great war, and they'll be defeated. But still, it'll be in Eretz Yisrael. But they will be given the skus of kfura. It's a skus. It's a great merit that a person should be buried. So they will be buried. That will be their mitzvah. That will be their reward. Chom shebizer zogim. Chom who disgraced his father. So he also, his generations will be disgraced. As it states, Kenina agmelech asher eshfim mitzrayim ezgolus kush. Orim ezkenim oruf yachav. That when Melech Ashur came and he captured Egypt, and he captured Cush, these are the black nations, and he sent them into exile, he marched them into exile naked and barefoot. Why? Because they disgraced their father, they also will be disgraced. The moral in the Sefer Gorai, here in Parshas Bereishis, he asks, why was Shem zeichet to Atalus and Yefes was zeichet to Kfur, to be buried? Why? He says as follows, something very deep. Yefes, who did a mitzvah to honor his father, because if his father was laying totally revealed and exposed in the tent, to cover him up is honoring. One, a garment comes to honor a person. So Yefes, who did this act to honor his father, his body also would be honored. For a body to lie without burial, the Torah says this is a disgrace. The Torah tells us, Leisolines nivlose ala eitz ki kilos Hashem toli, that if, for example, even by a rosha, even by a wicked person that deserves the capital punishment, is put to death by the courts, still we are commanded that we shall not leave him hang. That day, we shall not leave him hang, but we must take him down and bury him, because this is a disgrace for the body which the Almighty created. Even a wicked person that deserved capital punishment, so much more so, every person. Therefore, to leave someone without burial, this is a disgrace to the body. So Yefes that went and covered up the body of his father, the bodies of his seed will also be covered. And they will be buried. But Shem did more than that. Yefes did merely a physical act. Why? Because he saw what Shem was doing, and he followed him. So it was basically a physical act. So it was basically an act of the physical body. Therefore, the physical bodies of his descendants will also receive this honor. They will be buried. But Shem did more than a physical act. Shem didn't see anyone cover his father. And still he went to cover his father. What does that show? That was an act of mitzvah. Nis ameitz b'mitzvahs tchila. He initiated in himself to do something good. When Reuven does something and Shimon decides to follow, it can be merely a physical act. Gemara always says, "Ma'asekeif bi'alma." Gemara says a monkey was also given the power to copy, to duplicate. Today we have duplicators. It doesn't take mind, and it doesn't take soul to duplicate. Right? So the Gemara says, a mere physical act, that's a maisa keif bi'alma, and a monkey also can do that. What's the difference between a monkey and a man? A monkey copies. A man creates. A monkey follows. A man initiates. To create, that only a man can do. To initiate, that only a man can do. That's why it states by Yikach and not by Yikhu. Shame saw And he created, he initiated, he decided what he should do. That's an act of the body, of the physical body. That's an act of the nefesh, of the life in the person, and that's an act of the soul. Yef is followed. So that's a physical act. So Yefes's reward was that since he gave honor with his body also shall be honored. Therefore, after death, when the soul departs and the life departs, the body will be covered up. But shame, who did honor with his body and with his nefesh, with the life in the body, and with his soul, he will receive honor not only for his body, but for the life of the body also and the soul of the body. Therefore, firstly, he was given a garment that used mechayim. He was given a garment that was used during the time of life, not after death. The difference between a garment that is placed on a living person and on a dead person is because the garment for the dead person honors only the body. The life has already departed. While the garment for the living person honors both the body and the life. Secondly, he was not merely given some type of garment which had no sanctity in it. He was given a garment shel mitzvah, a talis shel mitzvah. A talis without tzitzis. That's a garment. That's just a physical garment. But with tzitzis, it becomes a talis of mitzvah. That's also for the soul. So therefore, since he gave honor to cover his father, and he gave this honor with his body and with his the life in his body and with the soul in his body, he was zocher letalis shel tzitzis. His children were zocher to a talis with tzitzis, which gives honor to the body, the life of in the body, and the soul of the body. Yefes, which gave physical honor to his father, so his children was zeicher to kfura, to burial, but the body should be buried. Chom, that gave no honor but disgraced the father, they were disgraced. Incidentally, from here we understand the halacha, the law. The Gemara in Masechta Ksubos asks a shaila, a question. We're obligated to give honor to a chosen and kala. You have a chosen and kala, people getting married. It's a great mitzvah to give honor to them. We're also obligated to give honor to the dead. It's a very great mitzvah, kovod hamesh, to give honor to the dead. That's why when the Gemara says, if you see a funeral procession, you're obligated to participate in it. You must give honor. Or ask the question, what would happen if there was two processions, a procession of a chosen and kala, and a procession, a funeral procession, and they meet at a crossroads? Who gets the right of way? Should the procession of the chosen and kala wait and let the funeral procession go first? Or should the procession of the funeral wait and let the chosen and kala go first? Both is mitzvah. If one was a reshus, if you're just driving to work, now then you have to wait, because you have to give honor to the, it's a mitzvah to give honor to the levaya. But here it's a mitzvah to give honor to both. So who gets precedence? One says the chosen and kala gets precedence. The funeral procession has to wait, and the chosen and kala, their procession goes first. Why? Because kovod achayim adifa mikovod hamesh. Because the mitzvah to give honor to the living is greater than to give honor to the dead. And now we understand why. Because when you give honor to the dead, it's a very great honor. But it's a body without a soul. When you give honor to a living, there you're giving honor to a body with the neshama, with the soul also. Therefore, if the two conflict, you have to give honor first to the chayim, to the living. Now, this gives us an insight into what a garment is. And that's why Rabbi Yechanan used to say, he used to give honor to his garments. We must not treat them lightly. He said he never would call his garments garments, but he would call them those that honored myself. Especially of a live person, because it's honoring not only the body, it's honoring the body with life in it, and even the soul. Now we can go even one step further. The body itself is also like a garment in regards to the neshama, in regards to the soul. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Almighty created the soul, he also covered it. He covered it with the body, with the physical body. So in a degree, the body itself also acts as an honor and a garment for the soul. Now, from here we can understand something else. The Chazal tell us that mitzvahs, when a person does a mitzvah, becomes like a garment to him. When he does an aveira, it also becomes like a garment to him. A mitzvah becomes a beautiful garment to him, and an aveira becomes a garment which is spoiled, a garment which is soiled. Where's one of the sources for this? Source is Shlema Melech, King Solomon said in Mishle, "B'chol eis yeh begodecha levonim," that you should make sure that all of the time your clothing is very clean and spotless. Make sure that all of the time your clothing is perfect. This is what Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, said. In order that you'll be prepared to enter into the court, the great court, the great palace of the Almighty. If a person is coming to a great banquet, he can't come there in soiled garments. The Chazal said, what was he referring to? He's referring to the person when he leaves this world. When he leaves this world and goes into the next world, he can be called to a great banquet. He must make sure that he's prepared. Because if his clothing is soiled, they won't let him in, or he'll be ashamed to go in. So therefore Shlomo HaMelech said, make sure all of the time that your clothing is white and beautiful and not soiled. Chazal said this is referring to mitzvahs. When a person does a mitzvah, it becomes a garment for the soul, and a beautiful garment for the soul. When he does an aveira, it becomes soiled. It becomes a spoiled garment. It becomes torn. It becomes ragged. It becomes dirty. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech said, make sure that all the time you're in perfect order. Your appearance is perfect. So here we see that mitzvahs also become garments for the people, for the person. And aveiras also become garments. And they cleave to the person just like a garment. A mitzvah honors the person, just like the garment honors the person. And the aveira disgraces the person, cleaves to him, just like a disgraceful garment. And in a degree we saw this, that we see they're interchangeable. Shame came, and he made a garment for his father. And it became a mitzvah forever. A mitzvah for his children. Now with this, what I'll explain is Gemara in Masechta Zevachim. What does it mean that Kishem Shehakorbonis Mechaprim Kach Bigdei Kodesh Mechaprim? Just like the sacrifices atone, so do the garments of the Kohen Gadol atone. All of Yisrael, they're considered echod, they're considered one. And the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, he is the representative, he is the shliach, he's the representative of Klal Yisrael. Whatever he does, it's considered that they are doing. because he is an emissary. Mara says he's the shliach. Therefore, when he places a garment on, it's as if all Yisrael is placing this garment. These garments are big dekodesh, they're sanctified to the ultimate. And they're lekovei the letiferes. They are the most beautiful garments ever created. They're created for honor, and they're to honor the person. Not only to honor the physical person, and not only to honor the body itself, but the body together with the spark of life, and the soul also. Lekoved letiferes, for honor and for beauty. Therefore the Gemara says that when he puts on one garment, that particular garment, in reference to where it's worn, that will bring honor and beauty to that part of the man. Not only physically, like a physical garment will, but spiritually also. And it will purify and sanctify that part of the man. And it will be metaher. It will purify all of the soiled garments which is in that place. When he places the big day kodesh, it's as if Kol Yisrael is placing on themselves these begodim. And therefore, they atone. They bring atonement and purification to the other garments that had come unto Klal Yisrael because of their averus. And then the Gemara itemizes it. It says the ksonis, which is the gown which was worn next to the skin, that's mechaper shvichas domim. That comes to atone for this bloodshed. The miknosayim gilyarayis, trousers for incest and adultery, and the ephod and the outer gown for avedizor of idolatry. And the Maral says as follows. He says the person you can divide into three sections. There's the physical body, there's the nefesh, the life that the Almighty placed into the body, and then there's the seichel, the mentality that the Almighty gave to him. The guf and the nefesh and the seichel. The most extreme aveda, the most extreme desecration that man does with his seichel is aveda zor, is idolatry. That's the most extreme desecration man can do with his mind. And that's why on that aveda we are obligated to give our lives before transgressing. The most extreme transgression that a man does with the spark of life that was given in him, Shvichas Domim, is murder. Firstly, because there he destroys life. And secondly, because from the spark of life that was put into man comes all of the emotions, that of anger, of hatred, of revenge. And this is what spurs on murder. Therefore, on this he must give his life on, rather than transgress. And the most extreme aveda that the man can do with his physical body is immorality, adultery, and incest. Gilu arayis. Therefore, he must give his life before transgressing this. And therefore, there's one garment for each of these sections to be mechaper, to atone for each of these avedas. Then there's a fourth degree. The fourth degree is man in his totality. It's true that man is made up of three components, but man is not a machine. He's not a machine that's made up of components. Of course, Baruch Hu took many elements and he made man into one. He perfected man into one. So there's man in his totality. What is the aveda that man commits in his totality? That the Gemara tells us is Lashon Hara. Surprisingly, people think Lashon Hara, yes, that's from the colors, that's from the light things. Lashon Hara, to slander your fellow man. That the Gemara says in Masechta Erechim, Magdil Aveinis Keneged Gilarai Shvichasdomim Vavedezora. When someone speaks Lashon Hara, it's equal to all three of the others. It's equal to Gilarayis, immorality, Shvichasdomim, murder, Avedezora, idolatry. And we've spoken on this many times in the past. But why is this considered man in its totality? Because it states that after the Almighty took the dust of the earth, and he, which was the physical component, and then he breathed into his nostrils Nishmas Chaim, which was the life and the spirit of man, then it states V'hoyel Nefesh Chaya. Then he was man, which the sages say was the Madaber, the speaker. This was the perfection of man, that he was the speaker. And we see that speech draws from all three components, from all three elements. He cannot speak, man cannot speak, if he does not have a physical mouth, a tongue, and all of the physical elements necessary for the act of speech. A man cannot speak if there is no life or emotions in him. Speech is directly related to emotions. People who have emotional problems, many times, Rahmanul Islam, lose their power of speech. And even if he has all of this, only with his gigantic intellect can he formulate his words, and can he communicate them. Animals physically also have the power, acts, or necessary, what's necessary to speak, but they cannot speak. Only man can do this. So therefore, this is man in his totality. And therefore, kolam esapel loshen hora, when someone speaks loshen hora, magdal aveinis keneged gilarai shvichas domim aveinis hora. It's equal to all of the other three severe aveiras in the Torah. So that was the fourth area. So on that came the me'il. And that came the middle robe, which was mechaper al loshen hora, yovei dovei shebekol, u mechaper al dovei shebekol. That it had bells, it made noise, and it would be mechaper with a tone for something else that gave out a sound. Then, from these four areas, there are four tolodis. There are four offshoots. Four subcategories, which are not as grave as the basic section, as the basic area. It's more subtle. But it's an offshoot which also needs kapora, needs atonement. One is Kilkul Hadin. Kilkul Hadin, distortion of justice. Even though in the world, we live in a world of injustice. We live in a world where courts basically become a place to manipulate justice. Today in the West, many times courts are used. Courts become the vehicle of the criminal, and he's better off that he has the court than if he didn't have it. It was David HaMelech who said that he, as the king, he was also obligated to judge. And he says that if someone else makes a mistake, Kodesh Baruch Hu might overlook it. But he, as a judge, if he makes a mistake, Nefoshes who gave her, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks to take lives for that mistake. And it states that if the judge will illegally take money from the innocent through false judgment, it's as if he's taking lives. And the reason for this is because when it comes to a man's money, this gives life to the person. It states that Kohagenev Pruta may only kiil gezeles nafshe. If you take a pruta, if you take a coin away from a poor person, you're taking a life away from him. Money gives panoso, it gives life to a person. Therefore, when there's injustice in the courts, this is already an offshoot, this is a tributary to Shvichas Domim, to murder. So therefore we had another area, this was a subcategory, and the Choshen Mishpat, the breastplate, brought atonement to this. Mitz Nefesh, the turban brought atonement to Gasi Aruach, to arrogance. This was an offshoot. This was an offshoot of Gilui Arayos. The Gemara in Masechta Shaita tells us that whoever is Gasei Ruach, if someone is arrogant, eventually he will be tripped up with the Aveda, with the severe transgression of taking another man's wife. This is what the Gemara says in Masechta Seita Bel David. So we see that when it comes to arrogance, this leads to adultery. What's the explanation of this? The simple explanation is because Torah said you're not allowed to take another man's wife because Eishes Re'ehu, because this belongs to another man, doesn't belong to you. If a person has respect for what belongs to him and for what belongs to other people, so he stays away from what belongs to other people. But the Gasi Aruach, the arrogant, there's no limitation by the arrogant. He believes that everything belongs to him. He has respect for no one else. So therefore the Gemara says, someone who's arrogant, the end will be, he'll not only want to spread his wings over other people's possessions or other people's feelings, but also over the wife of his fellow man. This is an offshoot. Gasi Aruach is an offshoot of immorality, and therefore the Mitz Nefesh came to atone for that. The Avnek, which came to atone for Hiru Halev, thoughts of the heart, this is an offshoot of Avedis Orah, of idolatry. Because this actual idolatry, and then there's a more subtle Avera, which is not idolatry, but it borders on idolatry. For example, when a person questions the acts of the Almighty, if one questions the acts of the Almighty, then at that moment he does not believe in the greatness of the Almighty. He does not believe in the all-encompassing power of the Almighty. He's challenging the Almighty's acts. Or sometimes there's a doubt in his mind whether the Almighty actually exists. This is Hiru Halev. And this is an offshoot of idolatry. So therefore, the Avnet, the belt which was worn next to the heart, came to atone for that. The Tzitz, this was the plate which was worn on the forehead, this came to be mechaper on Asus Ponim, on brazenness and audacity. The Gemara brings that this has a link with Lashon Hara. The Gemara says that Lashon Hara, when you slander your fellow man, at times this goes also into brazenness. You have no shame. You have no shame to speak about your fellow man. Therefore, this is the offshoot of that. And therefore, that also needs atonement. And the tzitz, which was worn on the forehead, comes to atone for this. So, we have as follows. The Torah tells us that we shall make 8 garments for Aaron, for the high priest. And these garments are big dekodesh. These are clothes, garments, which are of sanctification, lekovel lutiferes, that they should bring honor and beauty to him. And the Gemara says that keshem shakor bonus mechaprin kach habegodim mechaprin. Just like these sacrifices atone, this clothing was not worn merely as garments, but they also atoned. The Gemara brings that every garment atoned for a different area. Different area of sin. A different area of the person. And what is a garment? A garment is something which brings honor to the person. And a garment that covers a person after his death, this brings honor to the body alone. This was Yefesh. He physically honored his father by covering his father. Therefore, his children were zecher. They merited that their body should be covered. They should be buried. A garment which honors a person while he's living, this brings honor not only to the body, but to the life which is in the body. And a garment which not only is worn just for physical purposes, but is worn for a mitzvah also, for spiritual purposes, there's also mitzvah in this. This brings honor not only to the physical body or to the life that's in the body, but this brings honor to the soul also. And therefore, shame that covered his father, because it was a mitzvah to cover his father. He was nisamitz b'mitzvah tchila. With his creativity and initiative, he did this. Not merely to copy someone that was doing something. Therefore, he was awarded with the talis shel mitzvah. Talis with tzitzis, which would honor the person's body and the person's life, which is in his body and his soul. That's why we must honor our garments, because they come to honor us. And every time a person does mitzvahs, it becomes like a spiritual garment for the soul. And if a person does aveiros, then this becomes also a garment for the soul, but a soiled garment for the soul. And this is why Shlomo HaMelech said that a person should make sure that all of his clothing, that his clothing shall always be perfectly clean. I believe it's in Kehelis, he said, yes. Not in Mishnah, in Kehelis. That his clothing shall also always be spotless and white. Because when he comes into the next world, he's going to be invited to a banquet, to a great feast. He has to make sure that he's attired properly. Otherwise he'll be ashamed to come in, or he might not be allowed to come in. And the Kohen Gadol, who represented Klal Yisrael, he put on the garments. These were garments of honor and beauty for the entire man. He put them on. It had the halacha. It was the same as all of Israel were placing on these garments, because he represented all of Israel. And they purified. That's why the Gemara says, Kishem Shaha Korbonis Mechaprin, just like the sacrifices atone. Kacha Begodim Mechaprin, so do the garments atone. And every garment atoned for the particular area of man which it represented and which it was worn against. Man is basically made up of three sections: the body and the spirit of life which is in him, and the intellect. And in regards to his intellect, this was idolatry. The greatest aveda was idolatry. So on that, the Gemara says, he wore the turban. And in regards to his nefesh, the life which was in him. The greatest aveirah, shfichas domim, is murder. So that came the ksenus, that came the gown which was worn right against the flesh, which actually was worn right against the flesh and blood of the kohen. And in regards to the physical body, the greatest aveirah was the gila ra'ayis, immorality. And these all create a soiled garment for the soul. So that the kohen gadol had the trousers that were mechaper. And then there was man in his totality. And that's the power of speech. The greatest aveda is loshon hora, to slander his fellow man. So that, the Gemara says, was the me'il, the middle gown which he wore, that had the bells for the purpose of nishma pele, that it gave off a sound. And this sound came to be machaper, this garment with the sound came to atone on the aveda which came from sound, that of loshon hora. And then there were four subcategories. When it came to the mind, the idolatry, it was also a more subtle type of idolatry. And that's hira alev, when a person has afterthoughts and he has doubts the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu might be treating him, the way the world is treating him. So that there was the avnet, the belt which was worn opposite of the heart, that came to atone on the afterthoughts of the heart. And then in regards to the nefesh, which the severe aveira is total destruction of another person, there's another subtle aveira, a subcategory, not where you destroy a person totally, but you take his panosa from him. You take away money from him. Kopaskele lechiyusa, the Gemara says that if you take panosa away from someone, you're taking his life from him. This was the aveira that Botedinim would commit if they did not execute justice with perfection. So David HaMelech said, if I don't execute justice with perfection, I'm taking a life from someone, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to take revenge against me. So that the Kohen would put the Choshen Mishpot, the breastplate of honor, because that Choshen Mishpot, that was the breastplate of judgment, Urim Metumim, and that was Mechaper, that perfected the garments of injustice which clothed Klal Yisrael. And then when it came to the goof of the person, to the physical body of the person, there's another subtle aveira of not just immorality, of not immorality. And that was, the Gemara says, gasya ruach, arrogance. Someone who's arrogant, in the end he'll come to take someone's wife. Because if he's arrogant, then he has no respect for anyone else. He has no respect, he only respects himself. If one gives thought to it, he can see the arrogance in it. Because if someone chalila is involved in adultery, this is an aveda that tragically is rampant in today's society. What is he doing? He's placing his needs, his desires, totally before the needs of his fellow man. He or she, they want this woman, they want this man, but she belongs to someone else. That means nothing. I come first. He's nothing. This is arrogance. So we see where adultery actually based on arrogance, where he totally, because of his own egoism. Because he's totally self-centered, he closes his eyes to the existence of anyone else. And therefore, arrogance, this was another avera, a physical body. Therefore, it needed an atonement. And this came nimitz nefesh tetuba. And then finally, loshon hara, there was a more subtle avera of that. That was azus ponim, brazenness. And on that came the atonement of the tzitz, of the gold plate which was worn on the forehead. That's the place of brazenness. When the Kohen Gadol would wear this, this would bring kapora for the act of brazenness by Klal Yisrael. This gives us an insight into the Bigdei Kuna, what the garments of the Kohen Gadol were, what they represented, and what they did for Klal Yisrael. We should be zeicher that one day b'mehera we should witness the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash and the Kohanim in their great glory of their kovod and tiferes.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.